Musicians performing at some of the New York subway system's busiest spots.
Thank you very much. That was number one. Number two up is Kinu, a fiddle player from the South Bronx.
It's just part of the experience in the city's famed transit system. But before the artists get to perform here, they have to audition for the prized spots. The Music Under New York program has been holding auditions since 1985.
I need it for money. Money and exposure.
More than 400 musicians have already become part of the melodic cacophony of New York's public transport system. And each year, new faces are brought in. Making it here is a big win. Since January, several thousand musicians have auditioned. Just over 300 made it to the finals, and only 20 will be selected.
You know, people from all over the world play and walk all around the subway, all around New York City, and if I can just give them my music for just 5 seconds, I, as a composer, would have done what so many inspiring composers would have wanted.
You don't know these people. They're trying to get to wherever they're going. A lot of them are angry. You know, they're in a rush. But once I actually got that courage, it like was something I felt I had to do. And once I started doing it, I got more confidence. I started connecting with people more than I've ever connected with people.
The main criteria used to select these musicians are quality, broad repertoire, and harmony. One more important criteria, the ability to outvoice the coming trains. Program officials say the judges are strict, fair, and come from all backgrounds. Among them, producers and musicians, actors and managers.
I love music and art in the subway. I love how it can transform your journey. You might be walking along and maybe not the best day, and you hear a song or something that speaks to you, or you see a beautiful piece of art.
Jazz, classical music and country, solo or with a band, New York Subway has it all. Otar Gigolashvili and Beka Goginashvili made it to the finals after their first audition. The duo sings in 7 different languages and promised to give the Big Apple the taste of Georgian national music. Because it's all the diverse sounds and people that truly reflect the New York experience. For Nina Vishnyova in New York, Anna Rice, VOA News.